You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with authors, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Tamiko Richardson, an entrepreneur who has founded two successful software and technology strategy companies and is now sharing her knowledge of leadership in a new book, Get a Clue, 10 Tips to an Executive IQ. Tamiko, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, in your book, you state that there is an executive in each of us. How can people tap into this power?
Well, people can tap into that power by understanding that, one, that they have a purpose, and that particular purpose usually is what they like to do and not necessarily what they are doing. A lot of times we look at our regular jobs as a means to an end and, of course, a necessity to pay bills. However, we don't take the time to look at what it is that we love to do and see how we can turn that into a profitable opportunity like entrepreneurship or doing something related to that within some type of corporate structure that we're already in. The other thing that we as individuals usually don't do is tap into our ability to lead and our ability to influence. And the ability to lead and influence is very important when people are being executives, whether they're on an entrepreneurship track or whether or not they're on a corporate leadership track.
You have worked with Fortune 500 companies and founded two successful software and technology strategy companies. What have you learned about the right and wrong steps to great leadership?
Well, I tell you, the right steps to great leadership is building trust. If you can build trust among your allies as well as your subordinates, you are definitely on the right track. The other thing is the ability to have that likability, that magnetic power, that people like you in the sense that you are a trustworthy individual. You mean what you say what you mean. You don't waver with your stance and decisions. What people see is what you get. If they're around you on today, your story doesn't change tomorrow based on a different audience. The other thing that is also very key from a great leadership perspective is your ability to work hard and have that diligence about you. That work ethic also makes people respect you in that, hey, if you need to pull a 24-hour, that's something that you will definitely do in order to get things done. And that's something that allows your credibility, even when you're just doing menial jobs, whether it's at the lowest end of the totem pole within your career at a company or whether it's at the highest end of the totem pole where you're the top executive. And then, of course, the wrong things to great leadership is the number one thing is micromanagement. I think a lot of times people that get management positions or start being an entrepreneurial, they're so focused on the detail that they forget that they do not have to micromanage every little thing that happens. The other thing is not being able to delegate. You can't delegate to others and allow them to do that type of work for you. Again, you don't build that trust and that always works against you. So those are the key things that are the right and wrong steps to great leadership.
You also have a lot of tips for entrepreneurs. What are some of the most important tips that you can offer?
The most important tips is to know your business. If you don't know what your business is or what it provides to people, you can't really put that 10-second elevator pitch together to convince others to invest in it or to even buy or purchase your products or services. So you have to know your business. The second thing is definitely knowing your customers. Who are your potential customers and who are your existing customers? Why do they come to you? Why would they come to you? Another part of that would be the competition. So studying your competition and understanding what they do and how they're successful and not successful in whatever areas that they provide services and products that are similar to you. Another tip would be dedication. Every time there's something that allows you to fall off the beaten path, you have to keep going. You never can stop, because that happens to everybody along their way. Right when you think you're getting ready to cross that major hurdle or that obstacle, there's something that always is a distraction to kind of move you back. So you always have to persevere and keep going with that persistence in order to make things happen. And I think the last thing is have faith in what your destiny and what your purpose is for that particular business. If you don't have that faith and that drive to get you there, you will stop and you will give up. And that's not something that successful entrepreneurs never give up. They will keep going, going, and going, and which is a definite plus and a great characteristic of successful entrepreneurs.
Excellent tips. Now, what do you say to someone who is considering to start their own business but haven't done that yet?
Well, I think a lot of things with people that want to start their own business and haven't yet, a lot of it is fear. And I think we've all been there, because you're used to getting those continual checks, whether they come in weekly or biweekly. And that's something that you come accustomed to, because like I said earlier, I mean, we all have bills to pay. And knowing that that check is coming is very comforting. And starting your own business is a lot more risky, in that you have to know that money may not come in, you know, just like you had it from working for a person. So I think that knowing that that fear is there, and recognizing that fear. And once you recognize that fear, a lot of that has to do with the whole planning process. So you start planning, what is it that you currently make? What is it that you would need to make in order to maintain your bills? What is it that you would need to make over a course of 3 months to ensure that your bills are paid for that amount of time? Because sometimes vendors, especially in a rough economy, clients and vendors will start to float checks and float payments. So if you're in one of those situations, and government does it very frequently, where they pay you like 60 to 90 days out of your invoicing time. So if you have employees, you have to consider that as well, as to how are you going to make sure that you pay for the employees. So a lot of this is planning, making sure that you have enough capital to start, making sure you have enough capital to not be nervous about continuing, and making sure that you understand your product, again, your customers, as well as what your competition brings to the plate.
Today we're joined by Tamika Richardson, an entrepreneur who has founded two successful software and technology strategy companies and is now sharing her knowledge of leadership in her new book, Get a Clue, 10 Tips to an Executive IQ, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tamika, what is the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make that you've seen?
The biggest mistake is underestimating their expenses and overestimating their income. A lot of times what we'll see with entrepreneurs is that they will sell a product or sell a service for a certain amount and believe that all of that money is theirs. And that's not necessarily true, because once you start having to pay contractors or subcontractors or employees, or you have to replenish your products and services, that money starts dwindling. And you can't always identify when money is going to come in, because, again, that could be sporadic. So you always have to have some type of backup plan, and that is usually the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make.
And what would you say makes a truly great business leader? What are the qualities there?
I think one of the qualities of making a truly great business leader is the ability to influence and gain trust with the people that work around them, whether it be their allies and peers or whether it be their employees. And gaining trust and having that credibility among people is entirely important in making sure that your strategy as well as your vision get put into place and people buy into that. And that is the key thing with a great business leader.
Definitely. And what is it that you know that you wish you had have known 20 years ago?
Wow, that's a great question. the number one thing is that times change, the trends change, and you have to change with the times. You have to be flexible in order to move in and out of a particular domain or a particular trend, and be ready for the move at any time. Also, making sure that you have different pots or different things in the fire, so you don't want to just focus on one idea. Because, for instance, like you see companies like Dell, where Dell is one of the leaders, hands down, of PCs and all of their peripherals associated to PCs. However, the difference now is that now that we're moving toward a tablet and a more mobile society, people are that are not focused on just work-related development and have to have the PCs, that's a whole new market that opened up that I guess Dell was not anticipating that it would be that successful. So you have to have an ability to understand and forecast a lot better the trends and move forward with those approaches in your next level of what you're trying to achieve.
Couldn't agree with you more there. Social media is another aspect when it comes to marketing, how the trends have changed in the last 5 to 10 years. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about your new book, Get a Clue, 10 Tips to an Executive IQ, and potentially to be in touch with you online.
Sure. We have a blog that is posted. It's at execgetaclue.com, execgetaclue.com. And there you'll find the blog that's mostly updated every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with some key important decisions and tips with regards to what people can do from a corporate leadership, business entrepreneurship. And even if you're on the entry level and want to do more exciting things, it actually talks about how to do those things so that you can get to that level. And that's one of the things that is focused on the blog. Also on the blog, you'll find videos that are great tips as well, and then great articles that I've reviewed and think that it would be more important for other people to review as well, because at the end of the day, we can't read everything that's out there, but if we have the key tips to keep us moving forward, I think that's important. And then the book, which you can find on Amazon.com, you can search for it as Get a Clue, and it will come up with my name, Tamiko Richardson, as the author. And that information is there as well, with a description as to what the book also provides.
We've been speaking with Tamiko Richardson, an entrepreneur who has founded two successful software and technology strategy companies and is now sharing her knowledge of leadership in her new book, Get a Clue, 10 Tips to an Executive IQ. And the website of reference is simply execgetaclue.com. Tamiko, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
And thanks so much, and have a great day.
You're very welcome, and thanks for joining us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.